Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, TSP family? Hope you have a dope day. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 9, Episode 9. My name is Chris Chu, and on my virtual left is the man they call Cal. What is up, Cal?
Yo, what's going down, brother?
What's going down? I'm going to throw it to you to introduce our special, special guest. Hit it.
All right. So, you may have seen this guy all over, everywhere. You know, today we were half cast. Shout out to the rest of the cast. We'll see you soon. And me and Chris were thinking, and we were like, well, you know, we do have a friend that is just a major player in the hat scene. And maybe we should get him on and see if we could pick his brain about some stuff, since hats and sneakers go so well together. So you might have seen him on Views in the Vault. You might have seen him on Leon in the Lab, creating hats with some of your favorite, like, author, TV stars, sneaker creators. Like, doesn't everyone, all right? You might have seen him on the Hat God Pro Image Colorado, helping the community get these hat submissions in. This guy does it all. Shout out to my man, Leon, at Honorable Mention, Leon in the Lab.
Thank you. Great intro, but good to be back. Second time on the show.
Very, very cool having you, Leon. We'll get more into the hat talk. But just to mention, as always, the Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, Sneakerlogic. You can find them on Instagram at Sneakerlogic_official. Use your coupon code TSP15. Get 15% off your order. Tell them the Sneaker Podcast sent you. Get your sneakers cleaned up. And let's start the podcast like we always do with what you're planning on wearing tomorrow, brought to you by our good friends over at Quality. Find them on Instagram at Quality, KUWALLATEE. You can use your coupon code SPOD20, get 20% off your order. Spring summer collection is out. Lots of good stuff. I heard stuff is going fast, so hit up their website. Check out what you need. If you guys got questions about anything, how to, like, the styles of whatever, hit us up. I think most of the members on the podcast got a few of the items there, so we could tell you what we like too. Let us know what you picked up too. We're always interested in finding out. Cal, why don't you start us off for this segment?
All right. Well, tomorrow I saw this on YouTube randomly. I was watching walking around a sneaker convention, and I saw a dude with a cardigan and then a long white tee underneath it. And I was like, yo, that looks really fresh. So I got the Quality cardigan, the nice, like, it's like a heather gray, but it's like lighter. Like, I don't want to call it gray, but it's got the little speckle kind of things in it. And so I'm going to wear that with a long, I have an oversized white tee that I wear underneath my big hoodies. So I'm going to wear that with it.
Right.
And I'm going to go with the camo pants again with the drawstring, because they're going to look good with my Virgil boots that I'm wearing again too, the shoes, the sneakers, the Terra, whatever the heck they're called, because it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard about that. That's snow.
Yeah. Jeez. So I'll be breaking those back out again. And that'll be
the important question for this episode, at least. What are you going to be wearing on your head?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm going to go with a Colorado. It's a Colorado Rockies hat that Leon did. And it's a play off of their city uniforms.
Connect.
Yeah. And it's got a green brim, and it's like, is that stone for the front panels?
Yeah.
Yes. Stone front panels. And it's got like an orange under visor. It's got green at the back. It goes great with any type of camo and stuff like that. I wear it all the time, to be completely honest.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Leon, what do you plan on wearing on your head, possibly on your feet? What do you plan on doing tomorrow?
So we've been hit with this little spout of rain. So the next time I plan on going out, we got to do, for all the Chinese viewers out there, Every springtime, we pretty much do something called tomb sweeping. So you go around and you visit all the cemeteries and you pay homage to the family. You clean their tombs. You make sure that the flowers are nice and everything's good. So it's been raining. I'm probably going to have to wear beaters for that.
All right.
So that's boring. But Monday is Eclipse 2024. So I don't know when people are going to watch this, but April 8th, I believe, is Eclipse Day. So we made a hat to pay homage to the eclipse. It's a Buffalo Bison's hat. I plan on wearing that at Buffalo while watching the eclipse. And I'm going to wear the shoes that I picked up the last time Calby was in town from Kith. I finally get to break out a pair of New Balances. My first ever non Jordan pair for a long time. So I'll break out those. I'll break out those for a special event.
Is it tomorrow, the Toronto Kith ones?
Yeah, the red. We wanted the white. They said they had my size. She went back and looked. She couldn't find it. No problem. We settled for red. So it's not too bad. So
what size do you wear?
12.
12.
Yeah.
If there's any listeners out there that are 12, that want to let it go for Leon.
Hit him with the good.
Yeah.
Let me know. Yeah. But we're going to wear the red ones with the Eclipse hat. Shout out Pro Image Colorado for making a hat. It's a Buffalo Bisons. The bees blacked out. It's got orange and red to kind of symbolize the eclipse. Uh-huh. So we're going to finally get a good photo op with that. So shout out to Nikki.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Oh, word, with the glow in the dark on the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. So I do plan on wearing a hoodie. I know there's snow. I don't care. It's shifted over to like spring wear already in my house. So that's what's going on. A nice little maybe a perfect hoodie in the gray. I think gray is nice. Some gray central sweatpants as well. And then I'm going to rock, much like Leon, I switched over my rotation. March is done. We're done with Air Max month. I'm going to put on some New Balance because every time I put on some Air Max, I look over at the New Balance and they're like, come on, Chris. And I'm like, okay, soon, soon, soon. It's going to happen. I'm going to wear the 992. They're called maroon, but they're kind of purple. It's a New Balance 992 maroon. That's what's going to happen on the feet. I think that type of purple goes good with the gray. On head, I'm going to wear the hat that I'm wearing right now. So it's this blacked out Yankees hat with the red writing on the side patch. And like when Leon joined us on the Zoom call, he said, is that the Still hat? I go, yeah. Shout out to Still, STYLL.ca. Mm-hmm. Go check out their stuff. One of the best shops, maybe the best Canadian hat shop here we got.
The best.
Yeah.
The best. Let's call it the best. Yeah. And when Leon saw the hat, he goes, is that the Still hat? I go, yeah, it's the Still hat. And this is what the man pulled out. If you want to show to people.
Where did it go now?
We did some hat shuffling, so.
Yeah. Where did it go?
Oh. For the listeners, the man pulled out the OG hat. Like the hat I'm wearing on my head is inspired by the hat that he has. The hat that Jay-Z has.
Oh. Boom.
That's
from
insane.
The Blueprint 3. Yeah. That is
that's insane.
This is back when hats were $50. I mean, I guess that's still pretty high.
$50, yeah. Well, what? I heard that these were hard to find, or?
Yeah, so these you had to buy if you were at the concert for Blueprint 3. All black, everything. So even the under's black, the sweatband's black. So this is the true original. You had to get it.
So did you get it at the concert, or you got
after? I bought it on resale. I don't remember how much I paid. But I definitely kept it on ice. So this is one of the most sought-after hats.
Yeah. So right off the bat, you knew that was something to get, that you had to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, rappers weren't doing collabs with New Era. Not like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts, man. This is the first time I've seen it that wasn't in a picture of like Jay-Z.
I thought it was a myth.
No. You got it. It's right here. All black everything.
Wow. So. Amazing. Amazing.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. All right. So that's it. Go check out our good friends over at Quality, at Quality on Instagram. Now let's moving on to one of our favorite segments. It's going to be a bit different this time, but we're not going to call it new shoes, but we're going to call it new shit. Real quick, I'm going to go cuz I think I'm going to talk quickly about some sneakers, but yeah. Then you guys can go full bore on your hat stuff, okay?
Cool.
Cuz this is going to be fun. So I got I had received from Under Armour. These are called Under Armour Spawn 6, so the sixth iteration of the Spawn sneaker. There's this red colorway. They sent me this highlighter yellow colorway and also the gray colorway.
That gray one, man.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yo, when I first got them, I was like, oh, these two first ones, red and highlighter, really pop more. So I was like, these were fun. But then as I was taking photos, the more I took photos, the more I appreciated the gray. It's like, yo, this gray is like really like subtle and it's good. So the mm-hmm. pattern on the Spawn is very fun, I find. I guess it's like, so there's those who know, there's Curry brand and then there's UA basketball. So this is more UA basketball type stuff. So, right. So maybe Hoopers will appreciate these more. Then this is not for lifestyle, in my opinion. You just wear them on court. So very cool takedown sneakers. I also purchased another pair of these, the Adidas AE1 Stormtrooper colorway. Those who have been following us know that I've been looking for weeks and weeks and weeks for another pair of Adidas to wear on feet on the street. And these are just like a good price, right? 160 Canadian. And I just said to myself, I'm just going to buy like an extra pair, like an extra, extra pair. And I'm going to wear those on street. So that's the plan. Because I can't figure out the whole other shit of like figuring, like first picking a shoe that I want to wear on street and then finding it at a good price point if it's aftermarket. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, these were available on their site, on the Foot Locker site. I said, let me just get them. Boom. Just like that. That's it. That's all I've got for pickups. New shit this week.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go next. I actually, my hat didn't come in that I ordered. so I got shoes as well, but I got three shoes. I'm going to leave two of them for the next episode when the gang is back and talk about those. But I want to talk about these because they just came in and it's a little out of my wheelhouse, but also right in my wheelhouse, if that makes any sense. And that is the Kith Gel 1130s. So these came out, I believe they're going to be going into in stores, but when they released online, it was for, I'm going to butcher, how do you say this? Vitality, I think that's how you say it.
Vitality?
For Vitality loyalty members only, exclusive. So there was three pairs. There was a 2160, the 1130, and the Gel Kayano 14.
Yeah.
That might be wrong.
I think so.
But they're like a vintage tech runner. That's what they called the pack, vintage tech pack. And it's in a dark green. It's in like a cream with silver hits, and then there's like a dark green. They're calling it like Scarab. And when I Googled that, it's like a beetle.
Yeah.
So that's the color they chose. And I'm not usually a vintage tech runner guy. I don't really do the tech runner, the mesh shoes, even though like it's all the rage right now. Understandably, they're probably extremely comfortable. The Y2K styles. But these, there's a Kith hit right on the toe, like on the upper vamp of the shoe. And like, you don't see that very often.
Uh-huh.
And then the price point on these was $148.
Extremely.
So I was like,
great.
Yes. Yeah. For a Kith pair to be like that price at $148, I was like, okay, well, this is now I'm trying them. Now I'm jumping into this vintage tech because now I can get a nice Kith pair for like $160 shipped. Like
retail. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to do that. Sneakers are $300 a pair these days. So I have to do this. This is like like a dunk. So they came in. I like them. They got four laces, which is dope. Two ropes, two almost SB looking laces. The one rope is in like a cream with a little bit of that scarab hit. The other rope is in a scarab with cream hits. Then there's a white pair looking like SB laces and a cream pair looking like SB laces.
Yeah.
So yeah, I took some photos of them. I haven't worn them yet, but I'm excited to do that. And yeah, we'll leave it at that because I want to see Leon's hats, man.
Yeah. First off, Leon, do you have any A6s?
No.
So does that seem that techie type of shoe pique your interest in any way?
Yeah.
Same thing for me. I don't have that type of shoe. I don't have that A6 type of shoe.
A little bit from 160. Look, I used to collect. I mean, I still buy like. Well, I haven't bought them in a while, but like I used to buy like Jordans all the time. But I'm stuck at home most of the time. I'm working from home most of the time. So like when I'm traveling, it's usually like travel.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I do not enjoy that because I guess you just get used to not, you know, having to torture your feet. So I'm looking to move off. That's why I went and shifted to get the New Balances with Calby. He suggested that pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to expand as I get older, you know. But yeah, that 160, that sounds like a good deal. I mean, it's like half the price of a retail pair of 11s right now, I feel like.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. And that's like, it still gives you like that hit of prestige because it's a collab.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. It's what's in these days. So yeah, should be.
Yeah. And even the other two pairs, like the 2160 was 188 and the Gelchiano was, I think, 215. It might have been 200.
Yeah.
But like,
the fact that
so
they had
I
three
went,
options.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, if they came in three colors, I probably would have bought two pairs. I probably would have got the 2160s as well, even though, again, it's not really my style. That's why I couldn't buy two in the same colorway because, you know, I don't know how much I would wear them. But at those prices, I would have got the 2160s as well because that's two pairs of shoes for the price of one. Really,
yeah, I like it. I like it. I think that qualifies as a type of shoe that's like for those who know, you know, like you have them on feet and like for those who know, they'll give you the appreciation. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. All right, go for it, Leon.
All right, so I sometimes find it cheesy when people come on and promote their own stuff. So I'm not going to show too much of my own stuff, if at all anything. I have a big mail call coming. From Colorado, I think like 40 or 50 styles just landed. So check out the IG for those. But I'll use this opportunity to kind of shine some light on some other creators in the world out here. So my good friend Risto, Goose, Bearded Goose NYC, shout out to him. He teamed up with Royster 5'9", and he got tapped on the shoulder to help with a capsule that honored the late, great J Dilla. So J Dilla would have been 50 years old this year. Hip hop is 50 years old. So they did a celebration of 313 Day in Detroit. Happened to be a Pistons game. So I had to pull up. I mean, sorry. It happened to be a Raptors game. So Raptors versus Pistons. So I had to pull up and show support. They did a collab to honor J Dilla for 313 Day in Detroit. So this hat's never going to go on my head because it's a snapback.
But, that's so for those.
It says Dilla right on it in Pistons font.
Yeah. And there's a donut
on the audio. Just it's a Pistons logo with the word J Dilla instead. It's
Yeah. And then it says welcome to Detroit. I had the matching hoodie. But yeah, Royce the 5'9".
Signature is that on the brim?
Oh, God, Goose. So my boy, I just got him to sign it because I'm probably never gonna wear this hat.
That's nice. Dope, man.
Yeah. So he was one of the collaborators on the project. Royster 5'9" was the art director on all of them, but he was kind of like the logistics guy and found the artists. So shout out to John Ink Park for doing the art. But just to be able to pay homage to one of the greatest producers ever, and show love to my homie. That was great. So while he was there, he handed me a pile of hats. I'll just show them real quick. But some are released, some are unreleased. So some of these were like collaborations with like Hat Club and All the Right and some of his own brand. So this is the Allegory. So this is hooked off of Royce da 5'9"'s Grammy Award winning album. This is his own
It's a
brand.
Detroit hat.
Yeah. So the G for
This that's
Goose, Bearded Goose.
okay.
I believe this one's unreleased. New York Mets. Probably dropping
New
at
York
New York Mets, yeah. Probably dropping at All the Right very, very soon.
black brim. What color is that crown on that Mets?
Like a wheat.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like a wheat color. And another Washington.
Yeah. White
And
crown,
then
purple brim.
is a NY, Bearded Goose NYC.
What logo is that? Is that his own logo?
It's his own logo, so he has his own he has his own contract as well with New Era, so he can make his own hats.
Well, that's very cool. What's on the side patch?
It's a sniper patch, so
Oh,
with a goose
okay.
on it. Yeah,
Okay.
and then you showed off some still hats, Chris.
Yeah.
So, friend of my show, John collaborated with them, Sneaker Dads. So this is the Bucktown
That's a tough one. I know that went on pre-order. That's
pre-order.
a Brooklyn Dodgers. It's got a navy crown and a camel brim.
Yeah, and then I had to match the OG with
Oh, that's the Chris
yeah.
hat. Yeah, that's
So
what I'm calling it now. Is
yeah,
the
the
Chris
Chris hat.
hat? Is the
Yeah, when we were
yeah.
doing the review, and then I saw that the side patch had three lines of red and the
Yeah.
hat was all black. I'm like, don't tell me he did the all black everything. And then I messaged Shaheen and he's like, yeah. And I had to have it. So
That's cool.
yeah.
That's cool.
It was really hard for me not to buy it actually,
Yeah.
because I was like, oh man. And then Chris was like, yo, I'm gonna get it. And I was like,
I'm
okay, I
gonna
felt a
get it.
lot better.
I don't
Yeah, I
even
felt a
like,
lot better.
yeah. I don't even like the
Yeah.
Yankees or like follow the Yankees, but I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. And then while I was there, I got an unreleased, you know, so 420's coming up. So he made a hat out of hemp material.
Yeah,
Oh,
of
course. that's cool. That and
Yeah.
it's in a green tint as well.
Yeah. And then the under visor, the color is stoned. So,
Oh, that's smart.
yeah,
Okay, okay.
stone. So,
Okay.
that will release very, very soon for $42. So,
Nice.
hopefully, you'll have it in hand for 420. Right. What else I got here? Alex Wong, author of Prehistoric and previously on Sportsnet for the Raptors show. We met up for dim sum last week and he ended up copying me the University of Toronto hat. So we're both alumni
Oh. Oh, cool.
and they never stock my size. And with his infinite influence, he somehow tracked it down. So I've always wanted to own this hat.
I
University of
remember the I
Toronto.
watched the episode and you mentioned that in the episode that they didn't make your size and that you didn't get it. So that's cool, man.
Yeah. He tracked it down. And then the last two hats, I do some work promoting a company called The Clink Room.
Yeah.
They do minor league rebranding, major league rebranding, but yeah, a couple custom pieces came in from them.
So that,
Yo,
oh yeah.
those are nice.
Yeah, so these are still New Eras, but they're just all custom logos.
Very cool. So for
So
those
yeah.
listening to us on audio only, you had a lot of oohs and ahs the last 5 minutes. Just go take a quick peek on our YouTube. You'll see what we were talking about.
Yeah. Watch YouTube. Get
So
these
good.
guys' subs up.
Very nice. This is all recent stuff that lands at your house.
Yeah, the majority of stuff, actually, to tell you the truth, doesn't land here. I get it shipped to like a friend, and then we'll let it build up over a couple months.
Right, and then he mules it across the border for
Yeah, and then
you.
I mule it
Yeah.
allegedly across the border.
What? Who
Allegedly.
said
Oh,
that?
wait. Hold on.
Yo, you should have
I'll
seen
blow
the
it up
episode this guy did unpacking
here.
one of those boxes, man.
Yeah.
It was like 100 hats more. It was like
It's so
200
crazy.
hats. It was
Are
ridiculous.
you guys familiar with the store, The Better Gentleman?
Nope.
Okay. No.
Give us the lowdown.
All right. So who would you say is like the most famous sneakerhead in basketball right now?
PJ Tucker. So like PJ, a player you're talking about?
Yeah. So right. PJ Tucker. So yeah. PJ Tucker owns the Better Gentleman. So it's a store in Houston that's a sneaker store, but they started making New Era hats. So the rodeo was happening in Houston, and they teamed up with the Houston Rodeo to kind of celebrate that. And they sent me a hat. So shout out to his team. This is the Better Gentleman Houston.
So that's clean.
Rope. It's like the H is made out of a rope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Green visor. What is that on the side? What does it say there on the side patch?
It says Familia.
Familia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With some roses. Then, that's nice.
And then at the back, it says the better gentleman. And it came with this, like, pin.
Nice. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it came in a box and everything. So shout out to his team for always taking care of me. And then last but not least, Raptors 905. They did something pretty cool. They wore these jerseys for one of their games. So they did a Chinese New Year jersey, Year of the Dragon.
Yeah.
So this pre-order came in. I never thought I'd own a G League jersey. I wanted to put there's no name. There's no name option. But I probably would have got like Grady Dick or something. Pause. But I got the Raptors 905 Year of the Dragon.
Nice.
That's very cool. It works cool so jersey. Well with the Raptors that they could use the dragon. You know what I mean?
Because it's like you got to get it.
Same wheelhouse.
It.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very nice. We'll talk more about what a pickup week looks for you or pickup month. And further down in the episode, but let's get to flooding our feeds real quick. All right, some news popping off about the Jordan 4 Fear making its return end of this year, November 9th. Jordan 4 Fear, it's gonna be full family sizing. Any thoughts on this pair coming back? You guys remember how crazy it was for this shoe back in the day?
Definitely. Do we know if it's going to have the toe reshaped?
I think it's the reimagined ones that are reshaped, right? If they're tagged reimagined.
Okay.
Or
they announce that all new fours, that's the new silhouette?
That's the new shape? I don't know.
That'd be nice. I mean, it's a great shoe. The materials were A1 on it. That's one thing that I fully remember is that the materials were A1.
So Jordan 3 Fear kind of fizzled. Yeah. So I don't know how this one's going to do. Although Jordan 4s are going bonkers right now. Like the masses have picked the Jordan 4 as the shoe now.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be different. We'll see what happens come November 9th. But did you guys own this back when it released?
No.
No.
So like I had a couple actually.
Yeah.
This makes me feel old, man. Because like now, shoes that came out when I started to collect are now considered retros. It's crazy because these came out, it's got to be what, 2016, 2014?
13.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 years. Yeah. The 11, 11-ish. Yeah.
Man, 10 years goes by quick. Damn.
Does go by quick. Yeah. Are you more swaggy now, though? I think so.
No, less swaggy.
Yeah, no.
Now I'm buying New Balances and thinking about picking sneakers and stuff.
All right. Also announced, tons of Kobe 8 colorways are coming up. This should be around fall. There's like a black Lakers type of colorway. There's like a red, kind of like a team bank. I call it a team bank just because it's just simple red on it, and then there's a gray colorway as well. For those who don't know, Team Bank is like just the colorways that the team owns that has in like their bank. So like the equipment manager will have like a bank of sneakers for all the players. And like back in the day when it was all like rules about colors and shit, they would have tons of sneakers in the colors for the team official colors. And anytime like a player would need a pair of sneakers, he would go to the team bank to grab a pair out, and then that's it. So when it's like simple colorways like this with not too many other colors added onto the shoe, like no special hits, no customizations. It looks like a team bang to me. That's not what they're calling it. That's what I'm calling it. But yeah, tons of Kobe 8 colorways coming out this fall. Do you like that they're putting out so many Kobes now?
I do like it, but I got the same, like, you could do so much with the Kobe 8. Like, these are cool and I like it. I especially like it if a lot of people can grab them. You know what I mean? If it makes it more accessible for people, because I know a lot of people want to get some Kobes. But I also feel like you could throw so many different patterns and just boot those out as well. You don't need to save the awesome looking ones for the super limited, no one can buy them ones. You can, I don't think it takes much work to pump out some patterns on that, because that shoe looks so good with more to it. They're clean though, they're all super clean. The gray, especially for myself, I really like.
There.
I was gonna say the team bank just reminds me of like that Mamba jersey that he designed, their city jersey before he passed away. And like I don't mind that they're doing multiple colorways. It's kind of cool. I think that's part of the deal that they signed with Vanessa to try to make them more accessible. But it reminds me of the jersey that everyone wants that they just can't make enough of. Just do a pre-order once and just let people cop it because it's ridiculous.
It's I think it is working in some way. Like the other Kobe 8, the one with all the 8s and 24s all over the side. I think it had like it wasn't the favorite of like the Kobe collectors or whatnot. It was like a new design, but it wasn't I don't know. I don't know how much thought was put into that one. In any case, it sold out, rightly so, but aftermarket on it isn't as high as all the other sneakers that are out there. And so I guess that's the effect they're trying to get to, where more colorways get pumped out and then, yes, more accessible. So yeah, I'm all for
I
it.
like that.
I mean, then you get to enough people get them in hand that they actually maybe play in them too, because it has to be, that's an experience too, right? To be able to play in there, actually play in a pair of Kobe's. You don't want to save it for like special occasions and such. There's that. All right. Jordan 17 Low in a UNC colorway. Jordan 17. Like a love hate thing for me.
I don't ever see myself wearing them, but I'm very stoked that they're coming out, to be honest, because they don't get a lot of love. So I know that there's dudes like Sean that have been waiting for this shoe to come back out again for, you know what I mean? Like how Sean was waiting for the twos to drop again, that there's probably dudes that have been waiting for this shoe for years to come out again. So that's cool that they're doing that. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. That 300, that's a USD hit.
I think, yes, sir.
Oh my. Are these the these aren't the suitcase ones, right? These didn't come in the suitcase way back in the day.
Yeah, the I think the I don't know if every pair did. I think the original like high pair in one or two colorways came in that suitcase with that compact discs. Kids, Google that shit. Compact disc.
For 300, it better be coming with a suitcase for 300. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, even though, man,
No doubt.
300. Yeah, because that's U.S. So in Canada, it's gonna be a four.
I'm just thinking about the duty hit on that.
Jeez.
You better wear those things over the
Yeah,
border.
a $400 shoe with a like
Just
$170 duty attached to
ship them to Leon's buddy and he'll mule them over with the
it.
hats. One more shoe we got to talk about. We have to talk about this one. Nina Chanel Abney times Jordan 3, slated for June.
Gorgeous.
What a shoe. Like,
Gorgeous.
I saw pictures this I saw pictures of this and I was like, oh my God. And it haven't had this reaction in a while where I'm like immediately making plans on how I'm gonna get him. And this Jordan 3 is so strong that I went searching for the Jordan 2. That's how strong the Jordan 3, this design on the Jordan
3. Yeah, hey, yeah.
Right, I started looking for the Jordan 2 to see how much it was costing, and like maybe we should get another Nina Chanel knee shoe. So, yeah, very, very nice. You a fan of Jordan 3s, Leon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. probably my favorite silhouette.
There you go. Does this do it for you in terms of Jordan 3 designs, like colorways?
Yes, it looks so different. I'm just looking at the textures. That looks like a cotton canvas, almost like a
yeah,
like even a suede too. But the
laces,
tag is different. Yeah, the laces is almost roped. This is really unique. Yeah, badass.
Yeah, the toe looks gorgeous too.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This makes me kind of like think of like some parallels with like hats, and like you never saw collabs like this before. Like you almost had to be an athlete to get a PE, and then now like you're just having different creatives kind of get involved, and it takes it to the next level.
It does.
Because you would have never saw anything like this 10 years ago.
No way, no way, no way. I even had a brief chat with this guy. His name is Sean Collard. He likes Jordans, kind of. He tries. He tries to like, yeah, he tries to, you know. And he said, Nina Chanel Abney is one of the creatives that really kind of went away from like what everyone is doing in terms of like a collabing with Jordan, where they just like switch up colors or fabrics. She really brought a more artistic design to like the Jordan 2 that she did, she collabed on, and it was really more fashion slash art than like just like athletics type of stuff, you know. And she's like, props to her, it really works.
Yeah, this is almost like a bespoke piece.
You know, yeah.
Like really,
like, yes, that's what it really looks like.
Yeah. 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 It's a crazy color, too. Like that kind of eggshell sole is it's really different. You don't see that ever.
The green is really lush, man. Like, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. She killed that, man. She killed that.
Yeah. I think this, like, dumb, but like, March? Are we March? We're April.
April,
but the announcement of this shoe kind of like, damn, this might be another Jordan 3 that takes like a big title this year. So there's that.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for flooding our feeds. Let's get into the meaty part of the podcast, where we're gonna find out a bit more about our good friend over here, Leon. Cal, you got some questions to start us off?
Yeah. So first of all, I just wanted to really quick. We'll spend a couple minutes here. I wanted to bang out some terminology. Sure. Just because with sneakers, we have a lot of terminology, and I use it a bit when I'm speaking about hats, I use the hat terminology, and I figured since we have you here, we can just get that out of the way real quick. So I wanted to first of all say one that I've used and the listeners might know, but when you say the hat is hooked, what's a hook on a hat?
Yeah, so it's very similar to the dunk era. So the dunks always drew inspiration in different colorways. You saw like the Freddy, the Heineken, even like Montreal Bagel, like all kind of stuff like that. So yeah, when you're hooking a hat, you're just using the hat as your canvas, and the colors will tie into either like a theme, a person, a place, an album, an alternate team. So yeah, so just drawing inspiration from real life and using the hat to kind of tell that story. So that's kind of what we call a hook.
I like that. It's a nice name for the slang is nice too. What about a button violation?
Oh, okay. All right. What is that? So this was a term that kind of came about with the repopularization of off-white chrome hats kind of coming in, or two-tone hats. So you would get a hat that the visor would be a certain color, and then the crown, you very rarely will see an all-white crown. So it's a two-tone crown.
Okay.
So typically the rule of thumb is that the button has to match the visor.
Okay.
So if this was white, we would call that a button violation. So when if the button matched the crown, we call that a button violation.
Oh,
so,
shit. Does that happen often? Or like
it does. It does. Usually we pertain it to off-white crowns, but sometimes it extends to two-tone regular crowns. So like someone you guys may know, like Jay Tips, all his hats, quote unquote, are button violation, because
Oh, for
he'll
real?
do a
Okay, I gotta look
he'll
that
do a
up.
two-tone hat,
Yeah.
but the button will match the crown.
The crown, not the visor. Huh.
Yeah. So typically you want them to match.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, and I'll hit you with one more before we get into everything that you do, which is just so much. But what about a loser patch?
Okay. So that one is if you play in a World Series and you lose, and then you have that patch on the hat. So like a famous one I get that comes to my mind, I guess, like the Philadelphia Phillies 1993 when the Blue Jays won. If you have a Phillies hat with the 93 patch, that's technically a loser patch because they lost that World Series.
But why would they make that?
People make it.
Just is it to rag on the losing team or?
No, it's just because they played in that World Series, so you can make that hat. So, like, another example would be Houston. So, Houston didn't win one. So, for the longest time, people were making hats with 05 Houston. So, like, it would be a Houston hat with an 05 patch. They hadn't won one until 2017 in the garbage can stuff.
Yeah.
So, the only way you could get that old logo with the World Series patch was if you used the 05 loser patch.
Okay. Because having a World Series patch is the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Side patches. That's, I mean, World Series, All-Star, Anniversary, Stadium are the standard.
Okay.
But, yeah, World Series patches
Repeat
is like
those. World Series.
Anniversary.
Anniversary.
Stadium. Did you
All-Star?
Say All-Star? All-Star,
All-Star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Shit. All right. I didn't know. All right.
Yeah, it's really neat. So with me, like with side patches, like I like Jay's hats. And a lot of the time when obviously you use certain logos, the 30th anniversary patch is on the side.
Yeah.
And I'm always just looking for another patch because I'm like, man, I have so many hats with the 30th patch on the side.
Okay.
Yeah. We're due for 50 soon, I think.
Damn.
Kind of soon.
Ooh,
yeah. I think 78, I think. 78.
All right.
That'll be a good one. So I wanted to talk to you guys. I think, you know, I'm new here, guys, so don't kill me for this, but I think it's safe to say that you guys' show Views from the Vault is the biggest hat show on YouTube. Do you think that's safe to say or no?
I mean, you could say it, I'll never say it.
okay, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna give you your flowers, bro, because I think you deserve it. I watch you guys' stuff a lot, and yeah, it's very informative. I like it a lot. A lot of those hats can't come to Canada, but anyways,
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough.
How long have you guys been doing that?
Views from the Vault. I think we started in 2020 pandemic. So it always been an idea kind of floating around, or it actually started as a group chat. So Pierre and I are in a group chat with Chris and TJ, our other friends, and we're all like shopaholics. So it kind of started as like a group chat to like, hey, I'm at, you know, a space, you know, I'm at this mall, you guys want anything? And we all will just help each other get stuff from our own areas. And the pandemic happened and the world kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So we eventually wanted to form some type of show just to talk or whatever. Those two guys don't like being on camera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like being on camera, but it ended up, you know, a show that Pierre and I kind of made. And then eventually, at first it was airing on Facebook in a hat group that we were in. Eventually that got to like 30,000 people in the group, but it, like, the program wasn't accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So truth be told, we're using Zoom at the time, like everyone was during the pandemic. It wasn't synchronizing properly to Facebook. So we would try to go live. We would announce a show, we'd try to go live, and sometimes it wouldn't work. So we said, you know, F it, we'll go to YouTube. So then we eventually just went to YouTube. And we've been doing it every week almost for 5 years now.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Or 4 years now.
Yeah. Multiple times a week.
Yeah.
Before I'm gonna get into ask you about Leon in the lab, but before we do that, what you've worked with pretty much every hat shop that there is, you've done designs for them. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, pretty. Well, yeah, the ones you want to work with, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good answer. Yeah. were you doing that? Okay, go ahead, Chris.
No, it's fine. I don't want to stir things up. sneaker culture is a thing. Mm. It's weird because it's just sneakers, but there's like dramatics that happened.
Yeah.
Sneaker culture. I guess same thing might happen to hats, but that's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sure. Go on, Cal.
Yeah. I actually, from what I've seen, because it feels like there's so many creatives involved in hats, is that there's a lot more drama in hats than sneaker culture. And I think from the outside looking in, it's because there's so many creatives all, you know, doing designs, dropping designs, trying to be that guy at the same time that things seem to cross. But that's, like I said, that's me from the outside just watching. But I bring that up because I wanted to ask you, were you doing these designs before the show, or did it kind of spawn off from the show?
So to take it back real far, I used to work for a company called MultiView, and the head office was in Dallas, Texas, Irving, Texas. Long story short, the buyer for that company works for, in some way, shape, or form, Jerry Jones. She was the buyer for the Cowboys as well. So they have a baseball team that they bought hats for. I think she may have used the connection there, or I don't know exactly how. But anyway, they were supposed to get royal blue hats. We got navy hats. They got navy hats, and New Era was just going to replace them. So Canada got the hand-me-downs. They got sent the navy hats 1 year. And then we got the leftovers. So the next year, the coach ended up leaving, and I had taken over kind of the coaching duties, and I used those hats, and I approached different accounts and was like, hey, this is the MultiView hat. I work for Canada. Can I submit you the new order? And they said, sure. So I started submitting new orders for our team to wear for softball. I posted these hats online, and people would hit me up, hey, I want to buy that hat. I'm like, you want to wear my softball hat? Like, what? And I just started making them. And then I just found, like, we played a lot of intramural sports. So we were in Markham. So for those who don't know, that's like a suburb of Toronto, northern Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be like in the Markham Basketball Business League. And I'd make jerseys and get like hats to match. And we played volleyball, and we played baseball and bowling. And I'd find any reason to make a jersey, a t-shirt, and a hat to match. And just kept doing it. And that's kind of how I started back in 2013.
Uh-huh.
And I've been making them ever since. And while doing the show, I think what kind of gave us the credibility to do the show was that we were just crazy collectors. And back then, that's all you could be, just a collector, just kind of like a sneakerhead. You didn't have a chance to really make stuff. But I guess just as time went on, and sometimes it was a tool for stores to potentially like let us work with them. Maybe we'd give them a little bit of a favorable review, or maybe we'd give them a little bit more airtime. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. Like, we'd review their stuff and get to work on the hats. So in the group between Pierre, Jason, and I was always making hats in the background. They're probably better at it than me. I can freely admit that. But we were given a lot of opportunity by a lot of stores to, you know, hey, you guys are always reviewing hats. You're good for the culture. You have this show. Would you like to do a 3-cap capsule with us, a 6-cap capsule with us?
Was that like a known thing? Was that happening to other people?
No. Not really.
Okay.
So there was a couple people that were doing it with like Hat Club before. Mm-hmm. Thinking about like T-Mark, J-Tips, Manolo Prado. It wasn't a thing.
Right.
And then we kind of started doing that, and then more people wanted to do it, or people, fans of the show, would ask stores like, hey, you know, they let so-and-so do it. Can I try it? Truth be told, like, I don't think many people were actually mocking up hats
Right.
before I started kind of making it popular. Now, I only did it because I'm a very impatient person. So normally the way you do it is you just get with your rep and you build the hats. All right. But I couldn't get enough meetings with them. So I would just mock them up constantly. Just like, here, do it this one. Here, do this one. And I would always just be obsessed with the next hat.
Right.
And it kind of became a thing. I posted a video on how to mock up hats, got a bunch of views. So if I didn't teach the person directly, I probably taught the person who taught the person, if I'm being completely honest. And now there's like a whole culture of people with iPads and Procreate and Photoshop just playing around and trying to collect hats. Now, whether or not New Era likes that, I don't know, but it's a really unique thing, because like in sneakers, you can't really do that outside of like Nike ID a little bit,
Right.
but there's no business behind that.
But even then, like if someone does it like on Nike ID, the idea or it'll get made for that one person, but like the news of that person having made that will only pop off if that person posts about it and that person is a person.
Yeah.
But you being the one that kind of originated the whole thing, you're kind of like the source. So like every time you've done it, it's become something because you're just like banking all these designs until they're ready to like, hey, Leon, do you have anything for us? And you're like, yeah, here's 100. Yeah.
It literally is like 100 too, like with Pro Image Sports Colorado. I've done work with Leon. I was doing photos for him and there was just nonstop hats. Leon's just dropping hats and hats.
Yeah.
And these hats, like a lot of the time I'd get the hat and be like, okay, like I'm gonna shoot this hat. And Leon would be like, you put that to the side, it's sold out already. It didn't even make it online. Oh, okay. So then I move
Insane.
on to the next
What?
one.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's
And
crazy.
so with that, with the partnership with Pro Image Sports Colorado, I know it might not have originally started like that, but it's moved to this partnership where you do Leon in the lab and you invite people onto your show from different avenues of
Yeah.
life and you mock up hats with them and get them created by Pro Image Sports Colorado, which is really cool, man, because that's I got to do that with you. I'd do it a million times if I could. It's very awesome. But you've had some big names on your show as well, like from everything from sneaker creators to authors to TV show guys. And where'd you get that idea from? How's that going? Like that, I'm fascinated by it because it's very cool. You
Yeah.
watch it happen live on the show. Well, not live, but you watch you guys do it right on the show there.
Yeah, so for me, I love the process of creation. Like, I'm obsessed with creating things and have it arrive. And I think that like euphoric feeling of opening the box for the first time and like, damn, I made that. I like kind of got obsessed with sharing that with people. But I was really particular on who I wanted to bring on the show, that it wasn't just regular hat people, because I wanted to try to do something that potentially could, number one, reach new audiences, like reach new people that might not even be in the hats. And number two, just give it to people who like just would have a more, I guess, organic experience with it. So someone like Calby was cool because you liked hats, but you had never made anything like that before.
Yeah,
So
and
it was like
like,
really cool process.
yeah, and like, I want to say because of that process, just because of what you were just saying right now, I'm in tune with hats now. Like, I'm making my way to like, I don't want to say I'm like a hat guy or whatever, but like, I watch the shows. I've watched other people's shows. I look at what's dropping and stuff like that. Like, I pay attention now, and it's opened everything for me. And that's all because of you. Like, literally, I've worn a hat every single day of my life unless I'm like at a wedding.
Thank you.
And I just liked hats. If I saw one, at Lids, I'll buy it. If I saw one at Foot Locker, I'll buy it. But now I'm like, it's a whole new. There's go around this corner or something else up here and down there, and it's so cool, and I owe that all to the experience with you. It really
No, great.
it's
That's nice.
awesome,
That's
man.
great. Calbee 2.0 capsule in production right now too, by the way.
Oh,
Yo, I love it so much that I literally have the, I have the two hats that we got made. I wear them. I have them in stacked with all my other hats. I have two of them right here on my main stand in my living room, just on display. I just because they just sit there.
It's
and
a
look
different
at them.
Feeling though, right? When someone goes, "Hey, yo, that's a cool hat. You know, I made this."
It is, yes, exactly, right? And even for myself personally, who have made Nike ID or whatever, Nike by you, what it's called now, and really enjoy it and love it. But to have to know that something I made was released in store and people I don't know spent money to buy it is it's amazing, to be completely honest. Like it, it blows my mind that I was able to do that with you. So yeah, it's crazy.
That's great. It's true. And
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, we got to get the rest of the cast in the lab.
You can get the others. I have zero creative bone in my body.
I know. You were the first option, truth be told.
I wisely passed because it would have been the worst of your shows. You'd have to cancel.
Nah. We could have turned some Celtic
hat. We're
going to
have to reboot
Leon
in the lab. Could... This guy fucked it for us.
Nah, we could have made some Expos Celtic hat or something. No. You could have did something.
I can attest to Calby's like initiation into the hat world, like kind of like revitalize something. Cause like we do sneakers as long as we've done. And at a certain point, like sometimes you miss the days that you could learn something or that you could find something new that kind of excites you. And I can tell you, Cal is like hyped on this hat stuff. And to the point where we got to get Leon on because I'm talking gibberish. I'm talking about button violations and you guys don't believe me and bullshit, blah, 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 blah. Get this guy on. So, yeah.
No, I got to thank Cal because he was the photographer for probably my first, got to be what, 100, 125 hats with Orange, Colorado. Damn. He shot
them all. Yeah. Now I got a fat hat collection, man. That you guys don't got these here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Very, very cool. I think we have more. I have more questions for Leon too, but I think Sir has a heart out, and it's we had a good show all here. We'll have you on another time if you will grace us.
When the 2.0s land, we probably should do
perfect timing. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. So that was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. You can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Leon, can you tell the people where to find you and then your shows, your different shows on YouTube?
Yeah. Check me out, Leon in the Lab on most platforms. X, IG, TikTok. I even be TikToking YouTube, and then the Views from the Vault. Check us out on YouTube as well.
Yeah, big shout outs. Cal, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Just Kelby, and I'll be watching Leon in the Lab and Views from the Vault.
There you go. You can find our good friend Alvin at Mr. Q Mark. You can find a good friend Maya at po.tato. You can find myself at christopher.chu, and be sure to follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers, all the hats. Peace.